We've done this exercise before where I've asked you to kind of put yourself in somebody's shoes as we read the gospel. And I want you to do that today with Thomas. I'm going to reread the gospel here in a moment. But I want you to forget for a moment everything you know about Christianity. Forget that you know the story of Christ. Forget that you know what happens after the Gospels. I just want you to think, what would it be like to be Thomas in this situation? Your leader has just been killed. He was crucified in a particularly what would have been a ritually unclean way. You thought that maybe he was going to be an earthly king, but that's not going to happen. So you're very confused and uncertain. So let me reread the gospel and maybe close your eyes and think for a moment as I go through it, what it must have been like to be Thomas in this situation. But Thomas, who was called the twin, was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hands in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." It's easy to look at Thomas in this story and wonder, what was he thinking? How could he not believe after everything he had experienced? But it's easy to say that because we have the experience of the risen Christ through 2,000 years of Christian history. How difficult it must have been to actually be Thomas in that situation. Yes, he might have seen or experienced the rising of Lazarus, but that is so much different from the particularly gruesome and brutal death on the cross that Jesus experienced. And, you know, when I did this, I actually had an interesting thought. I said, you know, if I was Thomas, I'd been out, I'm fearing for my life, I come back, and my friends say, "We just saw Jesus." I probably would have said, "I need to check the stocks of wine. I think it might have gone bad." But yet, the Greek word there that said Thomas did not believe actually is more like he withheld belief. More like he was incredulous, right? It's not so much that Thomas didn't believe. He found it difficult to accept what the apostles were saying, because he did not yet have that experience of the risen Christ. And now 2,000 years later, we have that experience, and we can look back, and we can see now, we can believe without seeing. We can have the hope in the risen Christ without seeing, because of the experience of those 12 men in that room. And we can believe because of everything that they've taught us throughout history. I just want to tie this really quick with Paul and the reading that we did. Now, in Paul, we just get a glimpse of what might have been happening with the community in Corinth. Paul had already visited there a couple of times. He'd actually founded the community. And what appears to have been happening is outsiders, or maybe those within the community, we're saying, look at us, look at how Christian we are because of our sufferings. What they had done is they had taken the new script of Christianity, and they were doing something very human with that, and saying, well, if we show our strength and we show our power through suffering, then, man, I'm going to go out and I'm going to suffer the most, and I'm going to be the best. And so the community at Corinth appears to have believed these outsiders and these people who were trying to show their power through suffering, and believing them over and against Paul. And here we have Paul saying, well, if they've suffered, I've suffered more. If they've been arrested, I've been arrested. I've been arrested multiple times, right? And he's saying, that's not what we boast in. We are foolish. Specifically, Paul is foolish because he doesn't boast in anything but his belief and his hope in the risen Christ. And that is what it means to hope without seeing, to believe without seeing. And so here we look at Thomas and we look at Paul. We know how Paul's story ends. He goes to Rome. He's crucified. He's executed. And through him, we actually have the foundation of the Western churches. What happened with Thomas? Thomas who doubted, Thomas who withheld belief. Thomas actually goes east. Thomas goes into Asia. He ends up in India. And Thomas ends up founding seven churches in India. And those churches grew, and those churches exist to this time. That's not bad for somebody who withheld his belief. Let's pray. God, we ask for your help in believing in you, even through the difficult times, that we can believe you without seeing, that we can experience your love and your witness and the hope of your resurrection. We ask this all through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.